Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And now this hit list that's out that supposedly, reportedly, according to Rick Wiles and others, was not even made available for the longest time to America, was first revealed, based on my understanding, that when a ISIS member, a man loyal to radical Islam, the Islamic State, goes and finds a police commander's whose name was reportedly on this list, and goes to his home and murders his wife, slaughters his wife, murders him, and they do it on live stream video, sending it to his friends on the internet. And it's like, this is what's going on. Well, this is that particular man who was, his life was ended that day. But this is what we're seeing. This is important, because we're going to be talking about it in a moment with Rick Wiles and with Jim Baker, understanding that we got to begin to do something about this. And because right now we have, you know, reports of citizens are getting a call from the FBI, and the FBI is reading a script to them saying, I just want to let you know. I mean, I don't know what, this is how she worded it. You'll see it today. I just want to let you know that your name is on a hit list for ISIS. We don't know anything else. Have a good day.
Oh, if you have any questions, hit zero for the operator. Like,
and to me, it reminds me of what Saddam Hussein did when he took over Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
He had the former leader stand up in front of all the parliament, and he was the only one that knew what the names would be, Saddam Hussein and this former leader, and they called him out one at a time. And as soon as they called their name out, they would haul that particular parliament member out outside the parliament. And almost 50% was removed.
Yeah.
What that created was a lot of fear and anxiety, and that's what he wanted to do. It was more evil than what Hitler did. But then he gave guns to the 50% of the parliament that stayed that wasn't partnering with the coup that was he was a part of, and had them go out and end the lives of the others. When you have our own law enforcement agencies that are supposed to protect us, calling us up and just calling our name out and saying you're on this hit list, and they're the ones supposed to protect you, I mean, that's just stirring fear up. But first, let's understand, this is this man right before, according to The Sun, that he went to their house because this man's name was on the hit list. And this police commander and his wife in France were just slaughtered while their own child was in the presence. Take a look.
I also address the unbelieving French authorities. Here's the result of your work. You closed the door of the Hijra to us. You have closed the door. But we have opened the door of jihad on your territory. Did you think that we would stay inattentive? You're kidding yourself. You have another thing coming. We have other surprises for you for the Euros. I will not tell to you more. The Euros will be a cemetery. To you, to Holland, I have not forgotten what you have said. The Euros will be a cemetery. Us to Holland, we will also be ruthless. And I was ruthless with this policeman and his wife.
Listen, you don't have to listen to these threats.
Yeah.
Just understand, the devil always takes his captives and he shouts out things. You will be dirt. We will smash you in. And all these different threats. And so the question for believers is this. Whose report are you going to believe?
Mm-hmm.
Because even though they heard it's all over from Goliath, David said, who is this to come against the armies of God, this uncircumcised Philistine? And God was with one man who stood up and said, listen, he delivered a nation through one man. So you standing up, you're hearing these things. Don't let it paralyze you. Help it to get you to the point of saying, you know what? I got to get right with God.
That's right.
This is happening. A storm is being fashioned against the earth and against America. And we're seeing the church and Jews and people that are not radical enough for radical Islam, you know, be human beings being destroyed because of it. Understand this, that this we should cause us to cry out to God. And to say, Lord, this needs to stop. And you're looking at it right here. This is the husband and the wife that you're seeing them on the screen right here. That's the husband and the wife that were slaughtered by this radical ISIS. If you could put that on the screen for them to be able to see that. And their child was left behind, laying in their parents' blood. And that list was there, and that's fine. You pull it down. But they knew about this list reportedly, and they weren't going to let. And you know that you were on this list. They weren't going to let CNN news anchor know that he's on this list, or to let someone know. There's a prophetic word that was given by a prophet, and we have it at VFNTV.com on the torch. But that anchors are going to begin to fall out of their seat. I mean, Most people are doing what they're doing and reporting what they're reporting because it's a job. You know, they want to get a big paycheck or they want to get their name up in lights. They want their name out there. But when you start seeing things like this happen, they start rethinking, mm-hmm. like, I don't need that kind of money.
Yeah.
You know, and their motives are a little bit different. And he said prophetically that he was going to raise up, you know, his own anchors that would tell us what's going to happen before it's happened. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. And that's what we've been talking about this day before it even got
that's
here.
Right. It's been increasing.
And that's the kind of news that God wants us to know so we can prepare for it and change the future.
Mm-hmm.
God tells us ahead of time so we can actually change what it's going to be. If we humble ourselves, then he heals our land. And they put this particular, you're looking at right here. This they have these plans to be able to try to harm folks, and you're looking at it right there. You know, he says, you know, we're keeping another surprise for the Euros, but I want to say something more. We will come. We will find you and other police officers in these houses. Understand? He just said this in the house of the police officer. Don't put fear in you. Understand? It's like we've sinned. We've got to turn back to God. God says, I'm fashioning a storm against you. When you see the storm, as the watchman on the wall, warn them. And if they repent, the storm will stop. But if they don't repent, then, you know, it still happens whatever happens. But at least their blood's not on your hand. But we can repent. We can turn to God. And listen, this is an American right here that gets a phone call reportedly from the FBI that tells her, you're just your everyday lady, you know, citizen. And listen what she has to say.
For almost 2 months, this woman has been on an ISIS hit list. The FBI knew it, but the problem is she didn't, and neither did her local police department until Circa News called them.
When did you first find out?
When you contacted me several weeks later.
This is Amelia, which isn't her real first name. We're using an alias to protect her and her husband, who's in the army. She's not the only American in ISIS's crosshairs to be kept in the dark. Over the last 2 years, ISIS has issued hit lists naming more than 15,000 Americans to be killed in places like New York, Texas, California, and Florida. Circa News called just 24 on one of these lists and found 22 people who had no idea they were on it. None got a call from the FBI. Amelia was one of the few we talked with who got some sort of warning, but it was vague.
I received a phone call on May 12th from the Army Security Agency.
She said it was a short call, and they read from a script indicating that there was a credible threat on her life, but didn't detail what the threat was. No mention of ISIS at all.
It was a little scary, and then he reiterated after the fact, don't be concerned, we are going to notify your local police department to be aware that you are under this alert or that the FBI has notified us of this about you.
Their targets were radicalized lone wolves and terror cells. After Amelia got the call, she didn't know what to do.
I really didn't know where to contact anybody to get any more answers. They did tell me that if I needed to contact the local FBI agency in this region, I could. But honestly, you know, as a regular citizen, I'm not really even sure how I would do that.
We called the Army to find out why she'd even been on a hit list. They couldn't talk about it. Then we went to the Corpus Christi police to see if they had been notified, like Amelia was told they were. They didn't know what we were talking about. We tried the FBI too. At first, we got the runaround. But a week after trying to get some answers, we did get this statement from the Corpus Christi police. We were not contacted by the Army or the FBI referencing the threat to our citizen.
The main purpose of government is to protect the citizens of this country.
Chad Jenkins used to be a counterterrorism agent for the FBI and had a job of tracking terror threats. Today, he runs his own security firm.
I mean, if we aren't notifying private citizens, that is a disservice. We need to be asking those questions as fellow Americans why that's not being done right now, especially with the evolving threat that we have seen so recently from ISIS-inspired and ISIS themselves here in America.
FBI officials offered this statement to Circa News, saying they are working hard to alert anyone who fell through the cracks of the notification system. The FBI added that to date, no one on any ISIS kill list has been murdered by terrorists. But that's cold comfort for Amelia.
We're not out there doing the tracking to find out that these things have been on the dark web. You know, if we don't have that ability, we count on the government to do it for us. And they need to share that information with us so that we can protect ourselves.
Sarah Carter, Circa News.
This is crazy. Why wouldn't our own law enforcement agencies that are meant to protect someone? Look at the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal is saying that Islamic State kill list grows in length, targeting ordinary Americans. And I mean, it's just out. It's happening. This is what's being said. And we need to actually come to and realize, just like in the original days of the founding fathers, when we began our country, the original battle was with the Barbary pirates, which were the Islam. It was Rise of Islam. It's Wars of Tripoli.
Mm-hmm.
That's our Marine song. They're called Leathernecks because they would put a leather band around their neck because of knowing for
getting beheaded.
They were putting our people in their slavery, you know, killing, servitude, slavery. Or they would have somebody or America pay money, tribute, attacks to the Barbary area. This is the original argument for America. I think it was Thomas Jefferson. That's the reason why he had the Quran.
That was the reason.
So he could understand why are they taking our people and doing this to them. And they found out is that's part of their belief system. That's why he said every person in America needs to read the Quran so we understand this is what we're dealing with. Hence, they created the Marines, and the Marines went and dealt with us. Our first international battle was with Islam.
And now we're fighting the same war.
On the shores of Tripoli.
Yeah.
And now we watched, as we showed you on VFN TV, the Christians in orange jumpsuits on the shores of Tripoli, where they were knelt down, and they beheaded Christians. And our blood, the Christian blood, went into the water, and our own president didn't even call them Christians.
And that video that ISIS created that said it was a message
to the cross.
To the nation of the cross.
To the nation of the cross.
It can't be any clearer. We're not connecting the dots.
That's exactly it. And so we're seeing that take place today. And now we're watching on this program what happened to the Normandy Church auxiliary priest as he was beheaded right on the altar. And they're making this, it's just, we got to wake up. These are a conversation that we're having about a hit list of an Islamic group known as ISIS that are... Our president seems it called them a JV team at one point, and it's like, and so it's like, was my life expendable with the JV team? Is that when does it become important to us? Life become important to us? And we're looking at hundreds of thousands have been killed in Syria. This morning, another attack in Syria where Christians have been killed. I forget how many it is, but it's quite a few. And so, what's going on? Well, I can tell you what God has shown me. Before we hear from Rick Wiles, and we're going to hear what Rick Wiles has to say about this hit list and our law enforcement, how they're responding. But in this vision, this dream, this night vision, I am in Africa. And it's like the President Barack Obama is in Africa, and he's going to speak. He's going to have a speech there. Like he travels around, does speeches. And I was there along with some others, and we were kind of helping him get set up the way you would, you know, honoring your president and that type of thing, getting the stage set up and all that. And so when he goes up to speak, the first thing that comes out of his mouth is Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
And I'm like, oh my goodness, what did you just do? Because it was like this American stage.
Yeah.
You know, we're honoring our president, the Office of President, and of course, President Barack Obama. But his first words when he got up, he said, Allah
is great, basically.
Yeah, but he's just saying, you know, but yeah, he praised Allah. But the first words came out of his mouth, the very same thing that was said when the priest's head was cut off in Normandy. Now, listen, this, I didn't see this happen, and I saw this in a vision. He showed this to me in a night vision, in a dream. And then the Lord showed me another situation. So many things that we've seen in this particular area, but this one was a particular street called Navy Boulevard. So you think about Navy. And one of the words that John Paul Jackson gave, he says, the newspaper article said when he saw it prophetically was, where was the Navy? But on Navy Boulevard, there were Islamic men dressed in Islamic, you know, Muslim attire. And they're just marching up and down Navy Boulevard. and they had specifically like iron in their hands, you know. And I asked somebody this, you know, does that mean this is like the kingdom of clay and iron and, you know, the last part of the prophecy of Daniel's prophecy? And it, to me, it does. But they said, they don't think so. But it's like clay.
Yeah.
God has to really speak to me. They had iron in their hands. It has to make it basic for me. I mean, he speaks to everybody, you know, differently, but he does speak in dreams. Job 33, the book of Job, verse chapter 33. You need to read that. Because he says, does not God speak to a man? Speak to him in his deep sleep. Warn him about what's coming so that he can repent and his flesh be restored like a baby's flesh. An angel standing by his bed warning him. I have a paraphrase. Well, we're warning you right now, but it's not the fact that there's a hit list. I mean, if you're a Christian, you're on a hit list. You're on Satan's hit list, right? Yeah. You know, it's Steve Hill used to say, if your name's not known in hell, you're not doing nothing for God. Right. You might not even know God. But they're seeing now as it'd be a shame to have your name on a list and you weren't serving God. And the end result was this horrific end result in Normandy, the Church of Normandy. And you stand at the throne of God, because once we die, it's appointed once for the judgment. We stand before God. And then we stand there, and he goes, I don't even know you. You know, Matthew chapter 7, he says, many is going to come to me in the last days and say, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not cast out demons in your name? And this is Jesus, this is red letters. You know, did we not perform miracles, all these different things, you know, the gifts. And so many people say this, Steve, they go, oh, yeah, but they can sing really good. That's called a gift. It just happens. That doesn't mean they're right. Doesn't mean what they're saying is right. Doesn't mean you're supposed to follow them. Definitely not worship
just because they're talented doesn't mean that they know Jesus.
Right. And it's a gift. Gifts are given without repentance. Yeah. They're, you know, those are gifts. Well, people in this particular scripture that Jesus is talking about, it sounds like they got confused with the manifestation of a gift. They talked about, you know, that, you know, in your name we prophesy. So prophecy took place. So it didn't say it was wrong prophecy. It was accurate prophecy, obviously. In your name, we actually set people free. We cast out demons from folks. Well, that's what the sons of Sceva did for a while, and then it didn't work for a while. But it was successful in a while. And even they talked about the Pharisees even cast them out. So just because something's working, a gift's working, and the authority of Jesus' name is working, doesn't mean your relationship is right with God, because so many people have left the Lord, but yet they're staying in religious works. Like, for example, we don't have it for you. I wish we did. But there's an atheist on ABC News, an atheist who's over a mega church expressions being interviewed. And I don't know if we have that or not, but he's got a little black light across his eyes, right? And they're interviewing him, and they're saying, so you're an atheist. You don't believe in God. So, and you are a pastor over
these people,
these mega, which would be 1,000 or more probably, but they're showing it. And he said, why are you doing this? Diane Sawyer was interviewing him. And he says, well, I can't find another trade. I can't find another job. It's like, that's an atheist. That's somebody who doesn't even believe in God that are telling you about God. I mean, it's sort just like Dietrich Bonhoeffer's day in Germany when the church, you know, you got to, just because you're hanging around the church doesn't mean you're part of the church. Church is actually somebody who made Jesus Christ the Lord of their life, and you're called out from the world into a new kingdom. When we get back from this break, we want to hear specifically, because this hit list is an ISIS Islamic Allah Akbar type list. That's what the list is about. Well, God talked to me about that prophetically in my dream, in a prophetic dream. And I was so uncomfortable saying it, but look, we're seeing it happen. We're seeing it take place. But I believe this. I've said it, and we have it documented that, you know, we had a Josiah moment, we had a Jehoiakim moment, and we're about to have a Zedekiah moment. See, what happened was God's people, Israel, had left God's word. They just totally left what we say, the Bible. And the priests or the preachers quit teaching the Bible. The priests just started doing whatever they're doing. They're still being religious because things were still happening. But what God says, the written word was gone, totally just gone. Well, Josiah was a young man when he became king. So when he got around 17 years old or so, all of a sudden it was on his heart. Said, you know, we want to fix the church building up. We want to fix the temple up. And he got carpenters together and he sent them there. And he says, listen, he knew better. He says, let's don't trust the money with the priests. Let's just give the money to the carpenters, God's money, and let them rebuild the house. And once the financial thing shifted from the people who were hoarding God's word and refusing to teach it and live by it, was all that money was shifted over to other people who actually wanted to honor what God's established authority. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, the very same priests grabbed the Bible, if you
look
would,
what we found.
Scriptures, and they come running out of it and go, "You're not going to believe what we found in the back under that box." Right? It's what happened. This is King Josiah. And so King Josiah says, "Hey, read it to me." And he had his secretary read it to him. And he starts hearing the word of God. When he heard what God has to say about, like we were talking about now, it came to his awareness that God was angry with him. Now, God didn't get angry. He just found out God was angry. It's important to understand, God's not getting angry. We can find out that we've hurt his heart. We can find out that we've done wrong things. But what he found out, that what was going on in Israel, which is a lot of innocent bloodshed that was taking place at that time, and God was going to bring judgment on Israel because of all the innocent bloodshed. 70 plus million babies reportedly aborted, killed in America. That's innocent bloodshed. And God's going to respond to that. Well, Josiah heard this and he ripped his clothes and he said, he realized, "God, I was, forgive me." And he told everybody, "Listen, I'm going to get my life right." And then he since he's a king, you can do this, but in America, you're not a king yet. And so then he went to people around them. He said, "Listen, get rid of all those false gods and get rid of all those temples and everything." And then he sent teachers around that taught everybody. People say, "I don't know. All you hear all the time is teaching, teaching, teaching from the Word of God, the Word of God, the Word of God." It beats destruction, don't it? It beats a hit list from ISIS.
Oppression.
Yeah, oppression and all these things going on. And what happened was God says, "Wait a minute." He says, "I'm not going to bring destruction. I was going to do it, but I'm not going to do it. I haven't seen a king greater than you, Josiah, before or after. And I am going to stop this destruction, and I'm going to let it come in your son's generation," which was his name, was Jehoiakim. Mm. And Jehoiakim, he got his name Jehoiakim. This is one of Josiah's sons. From Egypt. And Jehoiakim means God set man. Where did President Obama first go for his international speech? When he first became president, he went to Cairo University into Egypt. God was letting us know that he's got a set man in place right here, and this is what he's going to do. What did the set man do? He cranked up their taxes. He just began to just overextend the entire country of America, of Israel. And then so much pressure was on them, they had an opportunity to repent. But they didn't. And what did they do? Well, God had him taken down by Egypt. What did we do? We actually embraced the Muslim Brotherhood. We put somebody in the Muslim Brotherhood. We partnered with them to be able to be in leadership in different countries, including President Morsi over Egypt. And so it's the same thing, Jehoiakim. But all of a sudden, the same people that he partnered with replaced him. And next thing you know, God brought in his uncle, but Egypt brought in the uncle. The oppressors brought in his uncle, but they named him Zedekiah. Let me tell you what's next if we don't repent. Zedekiah. And Zedekiah, Jehoiakim means God set man. Zedekiah means God is just. In other words, he's going to balance the scales. Mm. God does one or two things with sin. He forgives it if we repent, but he visits it. He visits it. He shows up and deals with it because he's a just God.
Mm-hmm.
I choose repentance. God, forgive me.
I choose repentance.
I choose repentance. And so we're seeing this take place. So right around the corner, we have people right now that are being crowned for the potential candidates for different political parties. And there are four potential candidates based on prophecy, the things that we're seeing that could possibly happen. We don't even know where things are going to go based on where we're going to repent or not. But, DNC's already picked out theirs. And RNC's already picked out theirs, but there's two others the Lord showed us prophetically, and we talked about it. But we have to understand the season that we're in, we're seeing a hit list, and they held it back from us.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, here is Rick Wiles talking to us and Jim Baker about what's happening with this ISIS hit list.
And I said, "Well, I'll pass it on to federal authorities." Well, no, Sheriff, I want you to get the list. I want you to find the names on the list that are living in your county, and I want you to send deputies to their homes and notify them they're on a kill list.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do.
Yeah.
So I
tell you folks something. It's time to declare a state of war.
Yes.
We're in a war.
Yes.
Am I the only human being in America that says we're at war? We have an enemy that killed 50 people in one location. And that's just the beginning. That was one individual that slaughtered 50 people.
Last year, I got you kicked off of a Christian network, I guess maybe temporarily, because I said...
No, I'm still not back
on. You're still
on.
Kicked off? Well, then I can go ahead and talk freely then.
Yeah.
Okay, so they kicked you off a network, a Christian network, because... They were the
Christians are scared to death,
yes,
and they don't want to make a move. And if we don't step out of the shadows, we are going to be left in the shadow. It's later than you think. You know what? I began a new study today on the Antichrist. He's here, he's in the world. The spirit of Antichrist is here. It's all there. And people are trying to say, oh, no, 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 we're going to be raptured out before anything happens. Okay, good. If that happens, wonderful. But it hasn't happened yet. People are dying. How come in the Revelation it talks about people having their heads cut off for Jesus in the last days, and the ISIS happened to be having their favorite means of
That's right.
assassination?
Right. We should have been raptured about 10 years ago. If you believed all the stuff that's in the books that got sold in the last 40
years. I mean, all over Europe, the war is on. This is a world war. Do you get it? Two people were just murdered. Just you're walking to the stage just
yes.
now. Two people were murdered in England, I think
yes.
it was.
What, yes.
Wasn't it?
Right on the street, and they're still working at the time we're doing this program on finding out who and why. But I want to go back to what's going on with Vero Beach, because this really concerns me. Jim, because I'm living there. Omar Mateen, the killer in Orlando, he lived in Fort Pierce. Fort Pierce is the next city south of Vero. I had his address when they published his address, and I did a distance check from his house to my office was 16 miles.
Mm.
Now, I discovered that he was friends with another young man from Vero Beach who is now dead because he joined ISIS, went to Syria, and was a suicide bomber, attacked Syrian soldiers, blew himself up, but he was from Vero Beach, Florida. Omar Mateen and him were friends. Then I find out that there's a mosque fairly close to my house where these two guys were associated. Then I found out that Omar Mateen went to Indian River Community College, which is about a mile from my office. Then I recalled that the Vero Beach Flight Training Center just happened to train some of the 9/11 hijackers. The day of on the Sunday of the Orlando massacre, I was in a retail establishment in Vero Beach. Of course, everybody was talking about it. This woman working there brought it up, and she said, well, my family owns a fast food franchise here in Vero Beach, and I used to work there. And when they published the photographs of the 9/11 hijackers, we gasped because one of them was our regular customer.
Mm.
She said, to this day, I can still tell you his favorite meal.
Mm. Ah,
yeah. So I'm listening to all this, and I'm thinking, we have an active ISIS terror cell in Vero Beach, Florida.
Yeah.
And I'm living around this and walking around this and functioning every day. And my wife and my family were there in Vero Beach, and I'm on True News every day. Okay. Denouncing Islamic penetration of America and the slaughter of Christians and
wow.
not even knowing that these guys are right there in my town. And so then when a kill list comes out and I go and we contact the sheriff wow. and he's like, don't know anything about it. We'll contact the feds. See, we'll let them know your concern. No, I want to know who's on the list.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to know if I'm on the list. I want to know if my family's on the list. I want to know if my employees are on the list. I want to know if my neighbor's on the list. 635 people in that area are on the list. But this is going on all over the United States. There's I don't know if I brought it. There's like 8,000 names. And, you know, some of them are in Texas, California. But is anybody going to these people and saying, we need to notify you? Your name was published on an ISIS website somewhere in the Middle East, and your name, your address, your phone number is on the internet with instructions to hunt you down and kill you.
Wow.
Because last year, ISIS published the names and addresses of U.S. soldiers. And they said to the Muslims, go to their homes and decapitate their wives and children in their homes. Mm-hmm. And nobody took it seriously. Now they're naming citizens, civilians, and they're calling for mass slaughter of just normal, everyday people who have no idea they're on an ISIS kill list. What's it going to take? Are we going to wait until 500 librarians in Arkansas are decapitated in one day? When are we going to say we're at war?
We began to prophesy these things come in the past. We were hoping they wouldn't happen, but it's here. But it's time for us to wake up and realize it's going to get worse until we cry. I want you to see one more time when John Paul Jackson cried out to God, said, God, what's it going to take for this to stop? Listen to what he said.
He said, my people are going to cry out to me. I said, when? And he says, it will keep getting darker until they do. It will keep getting darker until they do.
Kamal Saleem of Coombs Ministries, when he was on VFN TV, he said, or when he was at Morningstar Ministries, over 450,000. This is one of the border patrols told him in America. Over 450,000 radical jihadists have entered into our country in 2010.
Yeah. And he said that they want to hurt the church.
Specifically.
Yeah.
Specifically for the church. And then you have this Mexican gang is called
MS-13.
All 50 states that we've shown you that, I mean, there's a lot of anarchist, rebellious folks waiting to be either activated or done away with, depending on how we respond to God. Are we going to cry out to God like we just heard? He says, it's going to keep happening until we cry out. We're going to cry out. The question is, will we be limping by that time? Will we be 50% less of a population? Will America look different? Will we have a different constitution by then? But we're going to cry out. You know, God's going to bring us to this place. And my encouragement, and of course, according to that prophetic word about 4 months then the harvest around November, the beginning of November, which is basically the elections, you know, that's when our harvest is going to come in one way or the other. And if it goes one way, Ichabod, which is the glorious departed, will be written over America, or it'll be revival and great awakening. Either way, God's kingdom and God's people are going to flourish. The kingdom of God is going to just get, you know, larger and bigger. And we got to close out in prayer here. But listen, you have nothing to be afraid of, but we want to make sure that we stand up and realize this is exactly what was prophesied, and God, which means God told us this was going to happen. What's he want us to do? He wants us to repent. He wants to tell other people about him and say, listen, he exists. His word is true. We have to make him the Lord of our life, and he'll forgive us instead of visit us with our sin. I want to pray for you right now. Father God, I just pray for each and every one that maybe stirred up in fear, that fear would go, and all of a sudden they would get a tenacity and a boldness. You know, I'm going to stand up for what's right. In love, I'm going to stand up for what's right. And I want to be a light in the midst of this darkness. But we pray for each and every one that's getting those phone calls from the FBI saying, your name's on this list, and they're just hanging up. Lord, that you would prevent them from having a spirit of fear, but they would just turn to you. There'd be this great revival in America, God, this great revival, that the church would come back to you, and that we would, like the happened with Josiah, we would hear your word, understand where you are with us and how you want us to be, Father God, and we would turn back to you. Repentance would come. Dear God, we just ask you, Lord God, that you would not bring a Zedekiah over us, that you wouldn't have to bring your justice, but you would have mercy on us, God, that you would cause us to turn to you, God, Lord, that you would end abortion, the innocent bloodshed of these children, that you would send revival to the church, God, and that you would send a third grade awakening to the country, God, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.